Well, let's just jump right in. Our scripture for this series is from Hebrews 4:12. And hear ye the word of the Lord. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Our focus scripture this morning, one of my favorite scriptures, and I hope that you'll have a different relationship with it this morning after we talk about it. 2 Corinthians 5:8 says, we are confident. Somebody say, we are confident. We are confident, I say, and willing, rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Amen. Now, our topic this morning is, It Came to Pass. Well, that's the name of the series, It Came to Pass. But our topic for this morning is a passing celebration. Somebody say, passing celebration. We're having a passing celebration. Now, this passing celebration has everything to do with who we are. And repeat after me, this is who we are. We are spiritual beings who are one with Christ, having a human experience. Yes. And so today, I think it is so appropriate that we've just had our friends here this morning to open up the word for us. So appropriate. We are going to be looking at things through the eyes of the two-edged sword. Through the eyes of the two-edged sword. And we're calling it multiple vision. Now, I know we've had double vision, but we're going into a little more detail this morning about multiple vision. And multiple vision is the ability to see, hear, and know multiple things at once. Now, last week we talked about homonyms, so I just want to give you a recap of how the word is sharper than a two-edged sword and what it means for us, what it looks like. And we talked about a homonym being two or more words having the same spelling or pronunciation, but they have different origins, different meanings. For example, two, two, and two. Two, if any two touch and agree, Christ is in the midst. That's the number two. Two, I'm going to church. Said that. And two, y'all came to church too. So that's an example of the twos. And that's the words that have identical meanings but have different spellings. There are other words that have identical pronunciations and identical spellings, but they have a different meaning. H.S. Harry Smith. Holy Spirit. That was smooth. Also, another one means quail. A quail is a bird. Quail is to shake in fear, to have a funny feeling on the inside. The other words that look alike, sound alike, but have different meanings are signs. Somebody was looking for a sign, right? We look for signs. We have to sign our name, and then there is signing as a form of communication as we look for signs too. And then there's tie. You have the necktie. Tie your shoes, unless you have the kind that slide in. The game was tied. And then there's tip. Leave a tip, a generous tip, with or for your servant, for your waitress. Tip. The tip of the iceberg. Tip. Oh, another tip is, I have a tip for you. Wake up every day loving and trusting God and smile before you do anything else. That's my tip for the day. And then there's the tip of the iceberg. The tip, the just beginning of the things that we learned. That's our tip. And then we talked about holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy is, I learned how to live holy. How many of you are still learning how to live holy this morning? Okay, 1 Peter 1:16 says, be holy for I am holy. And when we're holy, we are consecrated, dedicated to the Father, to our God. Holy makes me think of a song by a group called, Kingdom. Fully committed, all that I am, all that I hope to be, all that I desire, I give my life fully, wholly committed. But I wholly follow the Lord, says Joshua. Or if we just want to borrow the Clemson Tiger thing, their mantra, whatever you call it, I can't say it, their tagline. Everybody say, I'm all in. All in. I'm wholly, completely devoted. I am committed to God. And then the other one, the one that we avoid, but it may have a purpose here and there, is we are holy. We may have holes in our tire, in our shoe, in our thoughts, in our process, in our beliefs. Holy is having or being full of holes, is some form of imperfection or some type of deformity. I couldn't find the word holy in Scripture, but the closest thing was blemish. And Jesus has become that sacrifice for us that has no blemish. Somebody say, be blemish free. And my favorite hymn, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. We have to allow God to make us holy, strengthen us. We have to be wholly committed so that the blood, so that the presence of God can fill up those holes in our lives that need to be filled. Amen. Now, it came to pass. I went through all of that so that we could look at these things a different way. And I found the Hebrew word va-ye-ha. Y'all want to repeat that for me? Va-ye-ha. Va-ye-ha is one word. Va-ye-ha, with three syllables that comes up to a four-word sentence. It means it came to pass. Somebody scream, it came to pass. It came to pass. It came to pass. That's right, baby. It came to, y'all holler back too. It came to pass. I love it when the babies participate. And do you know that the phrase, it came to pass, is in Scripture over 727 times? And I think that is for us to understand exactly what it means for us. Now, generally, it is talking about it comes up in the Old Testament, and it has to do with Old Testament narratives and dealing with the stories of the Hebrew children. But we also know that it came to pass occurs in the later scriptures as well. Excuse me. So it came to pass denotes for us a little bit deeper this morning. It's a passage of time that relates to when, where, and when things happened at a particular time in those days at that moment. It also denotes time periods, phases, seasons. It came to pass in the winter. It happened when I was 15. It happened at 30. It came to pass can denote different time passages, phases, and seasons, not just in the Scripture, but in our lives, in our personal narratives, okay? And another way of saying it came to pass is saying it happened. Somebody say it happened. It happened. I think one of my lines, my favorite lines from The Matrix, Morpheus says, "It happened and it happened that way and it couldn't happen any other way." Somebody scream, "It happened." That's right, it happened. And while these events may have happened in the past, these events came to pass so that we would be empowered, so that we would have the benefit of knowing that we've got double vision. Well, not double vision, but multiple vision. Somebody say, "I have multiple vision." I have multiple vision. And when we start having multiple visions, that's when we experience the shift of not only does it come to pass, but something can come to pass today. Amen? It came to pass today. Scream it back at me. It came to pass today. It came to pass today. The sun rose this morning. It came and it passed. Basic things. I took a few couple of breaths a while back. Guess what? It came to pass. Those are basic things. But guess what? Whatever that trouble or difficulty that you may be dealing with right now, it came. Wouldn't it be nice to know it came and it came to pass today? Somebody scream today. Multiple vision is the ability to see, hear, and know multiple things at once. It's what is in our heart. Listen to me. It's not necessarily what was done in the situations that we are in, but it's what's in our heart that impacts what we see, what we hear, and most of all, what we think. Ask somebody, what you thinking about? What are you hearing? What are you seeing? And that's when we get to go back to this Hebrew scripture and be reminded the word of God is quick. It is powerful and is sharper than two-edged swords. It will pierce and divide. Piercing and divide mean it's cutting, it's splitting. It is cutting things down the middle, and it will help you see, know, and understand what you see, hear, and think because it is a discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart. Somebody say intents of the heart. That's why we have to shift. And this is one of my favorite things right now in the shift. You know, the word stays the same. But it's amazing how we can experience a shift in the word. For example, my favorite scripture, and I try to make sure I say it every day. I don't try, I do. Psalm 118:24. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Now, this scripture says, or this slide says, we will rejoice. The other one says, let us rejoice. But the word moves us. Somebody say the word moves us. I remember a while back I was at the homegoing celebration of a friend. And her husband spoke and said that her favorite scripture was this right here. I will rejoice. This is a day that the Lord has made. No matter what I'm going through, no matter what I'm dealing with, no matter where I am, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. Well, on that day, I want to say July 2019, 2022. I'm just playing with y'all because sometimes I get my years mixed up. I know it's not 1999 anymore. Every now and then, 19 pop up. You know, I said 19, but a lot longer than I've said 20. But in July 2018 or 19, this brother said, this is the day that the Lord has made. I choose to rejoice. when the word makes us shift and move, we have the opportunity to shift and move. So repeat after me. This is the day that the Lord have made. I choose to rejoice. Are y'all choosing to rejoice this morning? Are you choosing to rejoice? Because, see, it's a choice that we have to make. Joshua said, choose ye this day whom you will serve. So who are you going to choose to rejoice in? Are you going to choose to rejoice? And things have been going extraordinarily fantastic these past few weeks. And I was sitting in and I was thinking about this scripture. I'm all excited. I choose to rejoice. Then I heard Harry Smith say, I heard the Holy Spirit say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I get to rejoice. Somebody say, I get to rejoice. I get to rejoice. It made me think about that song, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. What a privilege it is to carry. It is a privilege. I get to rejoice. Then a couple of days later, and I was scratching my head, then I had one of those homonyms moments. I got to rejoice. This is the day that the Lord has made. I got to rejoice. I got to rejoice because it's everything. It's going to make a difference in what I'm going through, where I am, what I'm doing, how I'm going to respond. Somebody say, I got to. Oh, then you got the other guy. This is the day that the Lord has made. I got to rejoice over this Jesus. I got to. Ew. I don't want to, but I guess I'll go ahead. And then when I realized it came to pass, I looked back and said, I got to rejoice. See, I could not have rejoiced. I could have been a complainer. I could have been a whiner. I could have been a doubter. But no, because I believed, I got to rejoice. I had the opportunity, and in that situation, hot diggity dog, I rejoiced. That's why we're calling this a passing celebration, y'all. It came to pass. With these shifts, things come to pass. So I will rejoice. We shall rejoice. I choose. I get to. And I got to. And the passing celebration tells me how I'm going to do it. I got to let go and let God. Sometimes you just got to let things go. Oh, say it with me. Sometimes you have to let things go. Y'all know how I like acronyms. Let go means leave everything to God only. Repeat after me. Leave everything to God only. Let go. Let it go. Have a frozen experience. Y'all know the cartoon, the animation. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Somebody say, let go. I'm going to have a frozen experience this morning. I'm going to let go. And when I let go, I can let God. And then that deal come in, and that's when I get deliverance. The deal come in, and that's when that development happens. The D comes in, and I have discernment. That's why it's a passing celebration. But all I'm saying this morning is we have to have a passing celebration. Are y'all wanting to celebrate? Is it anything that has come along the way that you want to celebrate that it has to pass? It has to pass. Scream, it has to pass. But not only that, we get to a place where we go from it came to pass that it shall come to pass. When it shall come to pass, that means that it's gonna happen. It is determined. For example, Isaiah 10:27 says, "And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off his shoulder and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing." Somebody say, because of the anointing. Because of the anointing, it will pass. And then he says, it shall come to pass. Oh, this is my favorite one right here. It shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are speaking, I will hear. Somebody say, it shall come to pass. And then it came to pass that in the last day it shall come to pass. That means it's happening and it will happen. I will pour my spirit out on all flesh. That's the promise of the Lord. And not only that, Acts 2:21 says, it shall come to pass that whenever whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Somebody say, shall be saved. Shall be saved. Y'all, that's why we are confident. We are confident when we say we would rather be absent from the body, present with the Lord. Now, here is where it gets real personal for me. I used to equate absent from the body, present with the Lord in times of a homegoing celebration, in terms of a funeral. Well, you know, when you comfort somebody, they've been through a difficult time, they've been sick or whatever, and they say, you know, absent from the body, present with the Lord. And I was just thinking, absent from the body, present with the Lord. You can't be in a better place than to be present with the Lord. And then the Holy Spirit said, absent from the body, present with the Lord also means being absent from your stress, your body of pain, your body of sickness. That's where that word becomes multiple vision. You are absent from whatever those cares are because you can't be in the presence of God and have all those things still weigh you down. That's why they tell us in his presence there's fullness of joy. So absent from the body, present with the Lord means I've got to leave this body, this mindset, what I'm seeing, what I'm thinking. I got to leave all of this stuff behind me. That's why I let go so that whenever I come in here, I'm going to be in his presence. And that's where the fullness of joy is. It's not about necessarily death. I might need to let something die. It may be a way of thinking that maybe it needs to die. It may be a way of being, feeling, or considering things. Maybe it's how I see, think, and feel. It needs to be absent so that in his presence, he can renew my mind. I can be transformed. I can become who God says I am rather than who family, society, norm, situation. Who do you say I am, says Christ? Well, another question is, who do you say you are based on the experience you are having with HS? Because the Holy Spirit will cut things away. We can't keep being filthy rags. We can't keep being unworthy. Remember 2022, unworthy just won't do. Y'all remember that? At some place, we have to let these things go. And then we can keep calm. Because that shift will take us to, yes, this too shall pass. Scream it back at me. This too shall pass. This too shall pass. And it passes because of that word. Vayehe. Vayehe. It came to pass. It shall pass. It's got to pass. And it will pass. That's why we have to choose, y'all. That's why we get to rejoice. That's why we got to rejoice. And that's why that word cuts. Something's got to die, but it doesn't have to necessarily be a loved one. And we're trying to comfort ourselves with their physical absence. There are some things that keep us from being present with the Lord. And we have to ask ourselves, ask yourselves, shout it back, what's keeping me from being present with the Lord? What's keeping me from being present with the Lord? Because it says absent from the body means present with the Lord. I got to let something go. We have to have a passing celebration this morning. Amen. Please stand on your feet.